But from our perspective, the perfect place to start is to talk to our members, is to ask you what you thought of us, how we're doing our business, and where we can improve. And this is our current membership breakup. It's very much Victorian-centric, we understand that. And you will see my comments, or my response, I should say, to the Cameron Ralph Report as to why I didn't agree necessarily at this stage with growing the membership base. I think we need to interrogate what the membership base is. We need to have a look at the categories. We need to look at what we need from our members and from our stakeholders, not just in a growth capacity, but in a contribution capacity for us to have a better value and service to our members and vice versa. And this is part of the strategic assessment that we will take to the board retreat in early 2017 and use that as a future principle as to what the organisation will look like. So the membership survey asked these six questions. They have been in the public domain, and I'm happy to take on board any further questions or queries that members may have. So we've attempted, and I think successfully we have contacted all of our membership base. And Mr. Alistair Patterson from Patterson Media is sitting down the front. If we have missed anybody, it is a technical, not deliberate oversight. And I need to stress that this is a continuing process, and we want it to be on the basis of maintaining conversation. And Alistair, and in fact all of my staff, are here to assist in that regard. So this is one of the, I think, interesting slides that members may be interested in, is the question around direct registration. And this is a point that online, and in a real sense, has not just monopolised and created a lot of debate, but is one that sadly remains somewhat ambiguous today. I want to state quite categorically that the board in April this year resolved to implement direct registrations on the basis of the considerations found in the NAMES policy panel in 2015. My role and my staff have a legal obligation to implement the board's agenda, and that obligation is to implement direct registrations along the lines of considering all the economic and regulatory impacts, looking at where policy settings need to be, ensuring that all interests and stakeholder considerations are in fact evaluated, and that we go down a path of talking and engaging with everyone who will be impacted to try and come up with a best place model. The reason I say that is that registrars and resellers have absolutely no obligation to sell.au. The competitive landscape in domains is such that although we try as best to maintain those relationships and have our marketing settings and be as proactive as we possibly can, there is no obligation for anyone to sell a single .au domain. There is so much alternative product, there is so much competition in this space, that unless we can better present the product and make it relevant to what consumers require, then we will be doing ourselves, the organisation, all of you and all of our stakeholders and the government a disservice. This needs to happen, and it needs to happen along the lines of better consultation, better evaluation, and better consideration of all the facts. And that is exactly what we are going to do in regards to creating a business case and further consulting on this very important issue. I also want to share with you some of the quotes that came back from the members. And I do it on the basis that a lot of these were very constructive. They were feedback we needed to hear. There are issues that we're already addressing, but they are situations where if you actually think about what's on your minds, that perhaps in the past ADA really hasn't taken that into account, and we need to. And I'll just go through three slides, and these are some negative comments, there's some positive comments, but these are comments that we're all going to hear, consider and evaluate and try and come up with responses. And as I said, I'd be very pleased to share this presentation with you and answer any questions that you may have. But I want to get to where I want to position ADA, and where I want to bring all of you on this journey. And we have considered where we are placed nationally and where we sit in the digital sector and the digital economy. And I think this phrase sums it up as best as we possibly can: to nurture, to galvanise, and to orchestrate Australia's digital community. To take that leadership position, to consult, to listen, to learn, to advocate, to present, to be involved in the future of this country's economy, but to do it from a perspective that we are actually generating and developing the debate rather than playing catch-up. And to do it, this is how we are going to do it, through our future plans. We are going to concentrate on three things. Cybersecurity is our priority target. I have invested significantly in the organisation to ensure that we have the right expertise and resources to maintain security and stability in the platform, and I'll be saying a lot more about that in coming months. We will be improving our service delivery. The business that we require to service you must improve. It must get more positive and proactive. It must be more predictive. There is technology out there that ADA is not utilising. Registrars and the registry are, and we need to be and on the exactly the same level and ensuring that we have best practice and the most proactive relationship with our stakeholders as possible. And the engagement also needs to be on the basis of ensuring that message is consistent, that we understand who we're talking to, and that our primary stakeholder, government, is a partner in every step of what we are trying to do to reform this organisation. So members, I want to leave you with this comment. And this is the former Nokia CEO, which is now the company now known as Microsoft Mobile. He was sacked in May of this year. And he was sacked because at his AGM, he said, "We didn't do anything wrong, but somehow we lost." Nokia went from an organisation that had 17,000 employees and billions of dollars of revenue to effectively, as of now, non-existent. Unless we recognise the changing environment, unless we are in a situation of improving our governance, our administration, unless we are being more transparent and more responsive to stakeholder and member needs, and unless we are thinking about where ADA really has a place nationally, I don't want to, in 12 months' time, to be giving you a similar send-off. I want you all to be coming on this journey. It is an exciting time for this organisation. I am very much looking forward to working with the board, all the members, all our stakeholders, and really positioning us at the top of the pyramid of what is Australia's digital future. Thank you very much.